Yo, yo, yo! It's loud. Yeah, you gonna get into it. I'm gonna turn it off. We're supposed to give our intro.
But I can't talk when it's loud. Dang, we could turn down the volume or something.
Hey, y'all! Welcome to our next episode of Kinky Go.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
We on code 107.
107?
Yes.
And this is a special 107.
Mm. Very special.
Why is it special, Damaris?
We got some guests. Our first guest.
Hey.
What's up?
We in the building like the ceiling.
Ceiling fan. Let them know that you're the man.
Come on with it, E.
So, in case y'all didn't know, this is It Be That Way podcast.
It Be That Way.
It Be That Way.
That's the name of our podcast.
It Be That Way.
So, fellas, can you introduce yourselves individually for
okay.
us, please?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and correct you on the name.
Oh, my bad.
It's better that way.
Oh, shit.
It's better that way. How can I listen to these songs?
Hey, I ain't listening to no episodes.
Ain't doing no homework.
Wow.
Oh. Now, y'all go to iTunes.
Yeah, y'all want to start
it's
over?
Better that way.
Okay. All right. So,
state your name.
This is EJ. I am one half of It's Better This Way podcast.
Already, and it's your boy TJ, the second half of the It's Better This Way podcast.
So, what you say? I know I was wrong. What you say?
It's that.
She said that way. Same shit you said.
It's better that way. Yeah.
You said that way.
Yeah. I did say that.
It's better that way.
It don't even flow.
It don't flow.
Mm.
But appreciate for having us.
Sorry.
Appreciate
y'all.
You guys.
I swear I'll be listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I be climbing with y'all.
My bad.
I can't really come back from that one.
Damn. You know?
My feelings hurt.
I just like.
Well, maybe y'all gonna gain all our followers though. We helping y'all.
I don't know about that.
They don't know how to find the show.
she did say that way, right? Oh, it's not populating. I don't know.
What she say? It's good around the corner.
It's good sometimes.
Come on.
It's better sometimes.
Come on.
But it's all right most of the times when it's that way.
Way. What she say?
Some way. Highway. Okay.
But thank you for having us, though.
Most definitely.
Damn.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's fucked up.
Hey, we got to start somewhere. So from now on, we'll do our homework.
Oh, that.
We already. The thing about it is, right? It was just, you know, a little mishap. We'll come back for it. We'll make it up.
See, when y'all have y'all second guest on and y'all get it right, can we take credit for that?
Yeah, that's fine.
We're gonna be like, you know what? They got that right because
we made them do that homework.
Exactly.
Either way, we win.
Both ways.
Okay.
Okay.
That's cool. Well,
I'm so excited to be on Kinky Curls. You know.
I do have some curls and they are kind of kinky, so cool.
It's all good.
Fair game. Fair game, y'all. Fair game. All right, but so we're going to start out with our first segment, and we want y'all to go with this. Cool. Go with the flow. We still learning, but we got our, how you say it, M&M's?
It's M&M's, and it's a Motivational Mondays.
Okay. So, in this, we have our weekly goals for the week. We start them off on Mondays, of course. We reflect off of whatever we said last week and then come up with new goals and a quote for this week.
Short term.
So, what was your goal last week?
Last week, my goal was to, I said I wanted to wake up and meditate.
How'd it go?
I did it 2-3 days.
Okay.
And the rest of the days it was off.
Well, starting somewhere.
Yeah. So.
Did you feel better after meditating?
Yeah, until I started driving.
Until you started driving.
Yeah.
Were you meditating in the car?
No. I'd wake up and then I would meditate.
Like,
you
know, especially with me waking up in the middle of the night, you know, I have my moments when I wake up. So those are the real times I would do it. Like, okay, this is a good time to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Mine was to read a little bit more. And I did good. I started 2 books. The Wealth Choice by Dennis. Y'all really about to get me. I can't. No. Karumph.
I'm bad with authors too.
I'm bad with names. But pretty much it is the black version of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. So he studies all the black millionaires and their stories.
Word?
Studied that or read that and then listened to Grant Cardone's The 10X Rule. So yeah.
What's that one about?
Changing your life. So right now I'm on chapter 9, and how he's coming up with is starting and establishing goals, but you got to write them out a different way. So you just got to write them off as in how you're already doing it. So saying that you already did it. So you want a new car? All right. Next week I'm gonna drive my blue Range Rover to the store, something like that. Right, you gotta make a present.
Right.
So I implemented that this morning and woke up at 4:30. Woke up at 4:30 and went to the gym. It was hard, but I did it.
But you did that shit.
Yeah. That's good.
So yeah.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I like to hear progress. That's what's up.
Yeah. So, do y'all have any goals for this week?
Short-term goals.
I got 2 goals that I want to accomplish by, well, is it 2? I'm going to just say 1. Should I do Sunday? Sunday. Because I'm thinking I'm going to be drinking on Friday.
you gotta plan it out. So you don't cheat yourself.
You gotta be real with yourself. Because if you're not real with yourself, then, you know, you can try to trick yourself. But, you know, But that goal is I got 2 books that I am reading that I need to finish.
What are those?
Because I haven't been reading them. Because I had put down 1 book that I was reading, and then I started back reading my other book that I had put down. But the first one is the book that Reed been reading that I'm sure he's already been finished.
No, I'm not even done with it yet.
Dang. You know what? Somebody left their book in my car, bro. I think it's CJ. It
must be CJ.
And they don't even know it's gone.
Guess he ain't read it either.
Hey, ask me about it or nothing. It's called The Ways of a Superior Man.
Facto.
Oh, y'all spoke about that one episode that I heard. Okay.
And the other one is, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. But it's a, what is that? I don't know. I'm sure I'll speak on it when I can remember it. But it's not like speaking things into existence. It's
like The Secret or something?
No, it's not a premonition. I forgot what they call it. But anyway, I'm gonna finish one of those books this week.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. I should say 2, but yeah.
What'd you say, till Sunday?
Sunday.
All right, I'll hit you up on Sunday.
Okay.
All right.
Really quick.
Mine's is, and it's cool that we're having this discussion because last week I kind of slacked off on it, but I've probably been going hard on it since probably around May, but daily affirmations, like before I turn on any music, before I do anything, like on my way to work, I try to make sure I'm just talking to myself, just talking to yourself. I'm going to be successful today. I'm gonna win. I am a winner.
Not a chicken dinner.
People love to meet me.
Yeah.
People are excited upon my arrival. All of that stuff, and I promise you that changed a lot this spring and summer. So for some reason last week I just fell off of it. I think I just kind of got out of my flow. But this week I'm definitely back up on
it.
You know, I keep the music off until I reach loop 12, and then I can go and crank it back up. But yeah, I'm just getting my daily affirmations in.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
what was your affirmation you said last week?
I'm a bad bitch.
Boom. Say that.
Now, what does all of the bad bitchness consist of?
It consists of just being strong, a strong black woman, not allowing people to take me out my character, just trying to be better every day. Mm-hmm. And just talk to myself, just making sure that I'm staying focused, like on my goals, things I'm trying to accomplish. And everybody else is whatever. Any opinions, anybody's trying to talk down on me, fuck y'all. I'm a bad bitch. I'm gonna handle my shit. So
how does that feel? You know, like, are you seeing a difference in you saying that?
Yes.
Good.
It's motivation for my. I mean, you have to be your own motivator. Like, you cannot go off of anybody else's opinions, right. Anybody else. And sometimes it's hard when you get in that mode. You're always looking for the okay from everyone else. Mm-hmm. And you're not always going to get the okay. Right. So you got to motivate yourself. Keep it pushing. So that was my whole thing. I was just like, yeah. I was down. I was in my feelings, so I had to talk to myself.
Salute.
I'm gonna adapt that too.
You're a bad bitch.
I forgot we were saying.
I am a bad bitch. Don't look in the mirror. I am a bad bitch.
Yeah, y'all got me.
Fuck these niggas.
Yeah.
I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever gonna say that. But yeah,
and I mean, I probably could have used a better way of saying that instead of calling. I mean, but it was just like I was just like shit on my Megan Stallion hot girl shit. Like I'm winning.
Nah, real talk. Okay, cause let me tell this quick little story.
What's popping?
The daily affirmations. At first, I was saying I'm all squeaky clean, like I'm going to win and prosper today, and no, like the universe don't know that guy. You know, like,
they know
God,
that you are.
They know that cat that's from Oak Cliff. So talk to her. Like, you know, you got to speak to the universe with real, being real. You can't speak fake because you can get fake things that happen to you. Mm-hmm. So if you be real, you know, and so if you cuss word right. Smith,
I cuss when I talk to God.
I do too sometimes.
Ooh, sure do.
But you know, he knows.
You know your
God,
heart.
You know, God.
We was working together and we were on lunch break. And she was like, I gotta talk to you. I'm like, girl, what's up? So we rolling out somewhere, whatever. She's like, I just cussed God out. And I'm like,
oh, hold on now.
And I'm like, I don't think he's supposed to do that. She was like, nah, he need to know these things. I was like, okay, what you say, girl? You remember what you said?
I don't remember this shit. I say a lot of shit that I don't remember.
And then she said, God know me.
I must have been mad as fuck.
Yeah, something happened.
Bro, you cussing God out?
Yeah, I'm about to scoot over.
God know me. He love me still. Yeah. He blessing me. He know. Because after that, probably that night, I was like, God, please don't strike me down. Like, I was tripping.
He was like, nigga, keep that same energy, bro.
Nah.
Keep that same energy, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to be. I wonder what the fuck happened now.
I don't know. I just know we was working together, so probably one of them phone calls. Anyway, so do you have a new one this week?
Yes.
What's your new goal this time?
This week's goal, I'm going to try to eat healthier and go to the gym a few more days more. So I try to go 3 to 4 days. I'm going to try to go more than that. To go 5. That means the weekend. And you know, I don't like going on the weekends.
So you gotta go Monday through Friday.
I can go today. So
Saturday.
Yeah. Mm. But then it's gonna be hard because Friday.
You get drunk too with each.
No, because I have a birthday party, so Sunday. I'm gonna have to try to go Sunday.
You can do Sunday.
The gym be empty on some days, don't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get in there, do my 1-2, and be out.
Get out of there. Yeah.
See? Yeah. That's my goal.
That's good.
We should hit you up on that Monday.
See what happened. Hit up on that Friday to see how many times she went out.
I'm gonna go for show tomorrow and Wednesday, Thursday.
So that means you gotta go on Saturday.
Yes.
You can do it.
You got that shit,
girl. You can do that. You ain't gotta, man. Listen, you ain't gotta like say I'm gonna go in there for an hour. I say I'm going there 15 minutes.
No, I ain't gonna burn.
But see, that's the thing. You gotta start small. Start small.
I mean, but you can trick yourself like that because 10 times out of 10, you definitely gonna be there more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like the hardest part is getting
it. Commit, yeah. Commit to 15 minutes, and you gonna get it. That's all you gotta do.
I'm gonna do it. I got it.
Word. Mine's is to, so I have this mentor. I'm getting this mentor because I have like this little business thing rolling. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to put it to the public yet because I want to figure out my whole foundation, how I'm doing stuff. So I have this mentor. Well, I'm kind of scary at the same time too. So I want to be able to just voice out without any hesitation, without any worries, just say like, look, I have these questions. Can you help me with that? This is what I got. Da, 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 da. So my goal this week is to get in contact with her every day, tell her my progress for whatever day, and then meet with her on Friday and come up with a whole business plan next Monday.
Okay. Nice. I'm hearing some good things.
Yep.
That's what's up.
I'm good. I'm glad to see like the bad bitches of the world. You know what I'm saying? Really prospering out here.
Reading books.
You know, going to the gym 3-4 days out the week, maybe 4.5.
Business plans and mentors.
And mentors.
Come on, man.
They see.
Mentors is big.
It is truly 2019.
So in saying that, we end out this segment with a quote. And so this quote is by John Augie. Say, God brings men into deep waters, not to drown them, but to cleanse them.
Hey.
Nice.
So yeah.
Nice.
All right. So we done finished out that segment. So we gonna roll up into our
kinks of the week.
So what we got for our kinks, girl?
The first kink, of course, we're going to touch bases on the mass shootings. And I just want to say, you know, rest in peace and to all of the people who, you know, lost their lives during this time. I have a cousin who stays in Dayton, and she almost went out that night to the same area. And God was with her, just told her, man, stay your ass in the house because that could have been her out there. So I'm just thankful that she's okay. But I still feel bad for, you know, everyone that lost loved ones and the people that lost their lives. Because that, to nonsense, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's definitely crazy. The world, like, you can't even go out, just enjoy yourself. Like, you're like, okay, I'm about to go out with my homeboys. I'm about to go out with my homegirl. Have a good night. And then fuckery comes.
Pretty much. So how do y'all feel about these shootings that's been happening more frequent than we would like?
It actually made me upset, honestly, because I remember I had posted it when I had saw the Walmart one, and was that El Paso?
Yeah.
And I was talking to this dude today, because I had actually brought that up, and I was like, it's so crazy how all of the shootings has been nobody of color. Nope. But yet, we are the ones that's giving them the hardest time.
Yep.
And it's like, it's okay. Like, it's just because it's this type of person, yeah, they did wrong, but, yeah, okay. He killed 20 people, but at least he ain't black, you know? So that got to me too, you know, because it's like, it's not even being like broadcast as he's a bad person.
He has mental, you know, health issues.
And one of the dudes, I think it might have been the same dude. He had killed his sister.
The other one in Ohio.
In Ohio.
Okay, yeah. That was like he killed. They said he killed his sister right before he shot. He
so
killed
crazy.
And it's
like, damn, what did your sister do?
Cause she like he was the one, the guy in Ohio. He was the one that had the list, right?
Yeah, like in high school, they talked to some of the high school.
List. I didn't know that.
Yeah, some of his high school classmates. They said that in high school he had a hit list already, and he had a rape list. So he was already, you know, planning different shit, had these thoughts. But then I kind of felt bad, like that's the empathy. Like I feel kind of bad for him just because you don't know what he went through. Like, was he bullied in school? And maybe that's what, like, that's why I do not condone bullying, because you never know how that will affect that next person. And if he was bullied, you know, look what he did. It drove him nuts, like, to the point he, like, I'm just about to go out here and shoot people, which I wish he would have did that to the people that you had the aggression, you know, towards, versus going out and shooting random-ass people. You don't know any of these people.
He should have did that, like, sorry, God. He should have did that on himself.
I mean, yeah, that's
that upset. I'm sorry. But you got to pull that trigger.
Yeah, but I'm just, like, at the same time, I'm like, you just going out shooting random people. What does that do? You don't know these people. I could kind of understand if he was, you know, he went and he was, like, retaliated against the people that did him wrong.
Yeah.
That would be more understanding to me. But you just going out shooting random people makes no sense to me. That, I cannot get behind that.
It's a combination of when you have been hurt so deeply to the point where you don't love yourself anymore,
mm-hmm.
You don't give a damn about anybody else. So old people can get it, kids can get it. And we see this many times as well. It's always on a scale of a mass shooting.
Mm-hmm.
It can just be somebody holding up a corner store, you know what I'm saying? When you stop giving a fuck about yourself, everybody else can get it. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's
sick. So man, RIP to everybody who lost their lives. My take on it is, truth be told, like, I'm aware of everything that's going on with the news, but I do not watch the news.
Yeah, no.
I don't watch the news. I mean, social media is news.
I hop on Twitter and I'm up to date on what's going on. But as far as taking a deep dive into it, and it's for stuff like this, because today my coworkers came into work like, man, I think I got to start carrying an assault rifle. I'm like, damn, is that what the news doing to you?
Yeah.
So, I know how hurt I can be by simply watching the evening news. And so I got to remove myself from that. I like to be aware of the situation that was going on, but I can't let it affect my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when that situation happened, was it a flu or something that was going around? And everybody was scared to go to the state fair that year.
It was a few years ago. Was it West Nile?
It wasn't West Nile. It was something.
Oh, it was anthrax.
Was it anthrax? No, it was after anthrax.
That sounds like some
medicine. Oh, no, it was the dude. Remember that guy? I think he was like Jamaican or African or something. Ebola.
Ebola.
It was Ebola. Yeah, y'all remember that? Everybody was scared to go to the fair. And I said, nah, we're going to the fair, man. Mm-hmm. And like, you will like stifle your whole life by simply mm-hmm. watching the news. So yeah, that's unfortunate what happened. And my condolences out to the family, but I can't let that stop me from raising my kid.
Yeah.
You know, like, she still want to go to the movies. You
but know, it's still scary.
It's absolutely scary. Life is scary. Hopping on 635 is scary. But
anything can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen anytime. So
yeah, you can't just live your life scary because of everything that goes on.
I just want to challenge people to continue to live your life. Do not let the media and the news scare you into a corner. Like, keep moving, keep living, keep loving people.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can get some of these idiots off the street just by loving each other, you know?
We can't do that until they start taking accountability. White people don't like to take accountability for the things that they do. And, you know, you allow so much, y'all put so much, like you said, you know, black people, we can't go down the street. Nobody can drive in a nice car or anything without the police messing with them. But you got this white boy walk down the street with a rifle and y'all like, oh, okay, I see you with your gun. That's not okay. So there has to be some accountability too, in order for things to change.
But what do y'all think is the answer for mass shootings?
So my question is, of course this is not a complete answer, but my question is, if it's so easy for people to go in and purchase any weapon. Like, couldn't we, like, get that down to maybe just a specific weapon or so? Like, these are guns, like, he shot at the Walmart in Ohio with a rifle. What's the purpose of a rifle?
Right.
If you're not in the military, what you need a rifle for?
Well, they carry rifles for hunting and shit like that. That's pretty much the only reason why you can get them. But a lot of these white kids, they have white parents, and they have guns. So that's how they get a hold of these guns.
But they were saying that that boy in Ohio purchased it himself. Like, it was a valid gun. Like, he went and got the gun.
Yeah, because I thought it was, like, some background checks, like...
They didn't find anything.
Like, investigation before you get a gun. Yeah, but apparently now you don't.
If you ain't been in jail or nothing like that, that don't matter. Dang, and most of these white kids, their first offense is the mass shooting. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bar.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a bar. I don't have any good news, but I really believe it's the cost of freedom. Mm. You know? It's the cost of freedom. Like, I'm not going to say what ISD my daughter belong is part of, but we received an email while getting her ready for school one morning and said, do not come to school. There's been a threat. You talking about scary. You know what I'm saying? So we kept her home. But that's the cost of freedom. You know, like, I don't think there's, like, you could put more security guards at places. Mm-hmm. You could put more police at places, but someone who's that hurt is going to find a way to do harm to others regardless of the stipulations you put before them. So that's why I say it got to boil down to you still have to live your life.
You saying that it's freedom. So, I mean, you know where we went to school at.
Right.
So, I guess it's just a difference in that, because every door in my high school had
metal detectors.
Had metal detectors.
Yeah.
That's crazy as hell.
My middle school had metal detectors.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's like, you go to these white schools and shit, it's just
open.
Don't nobody check anything. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, they give you the freedom to do whatever you want to do. But then, you know, of course, ain't nobody thinking like somebody's gonna come and shoot up the school, but it's an option. If the option is there, yeah.
But, I mean, that's crazy because white people, the white schools are the schools that usually get shot up.
Because I ain't know. My school,
I had one scare in like middle school. This boy got beat up real bad. And he ended up calling up. I don't know if he called or somebody called up there, and they was like, we gonna blow up the school. So, like, we ain't go to school for, like, a couple days. I was happy I didn't have to go to school.
Of course.
But outside of that, nothing crazy like that would ever. It was one boy in high school, and he was getting bullied. And one day, I was walking down the hall, and these kids, they was, like, throwing these eraser tops or something. They were doing something, throwing something at him. And I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, why are y'all doing that? So they stopped. And then the boy walking off, I'm like, you okay? And he was like, I'm going to kill them and all their family and all this shit. And I'm just looking at him like, well, just remember my face. I helped you. Like,
shout out for you.
Yeah, like, yeah. I made sure they stopped because I didn't like shit like that. Like, I had a brother, and he was like the lone wolf. And he never went out to parties. He never did any of that. And people used to try to bully him. And I was afraid for him because one day he went and got my mom's gun and went outside and was about to shoot somebody. Like, my middle brother, he went outside with this gun. We were in high school. I think I was like a senior, so he had to be like 16. And he went outside, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And I used to try to fight that little boy, like, all the time, like, try to fight him, like, quit fucking with my brother. Like, he doesn't bother people. But people like that, he probably be at home getting hurt, then he come to school trying to hurt, you know, other kids.
That's the majority. 9 times out of 10, that's what it is. Hurt people.
Yeah.
So. But, I knew a kid who brought a gun to school. And me being in the 10th grade at this point did not take it serious. I did not. And granted, this is a different time. It was a very different era.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't understand the magnitude of bringing a gun to school. That's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was normal to me. Like, and he opened up his backpack And he said, put your hand in there. I put my hand in there and I touched the gun. I'm in the 10th grade. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, I'm going to shoot what's her name. And I did not take it serious.
He shot him?
No, he didn't. He didn't. Thank God. That would have been on my heart forever.
Damn.
But
and then, right. Fingerprints on the gun. Stupid ass. Dumb ass.
Damn. Y'all would not be, we would not be doing a podcast right now.
Right.
Not at all.
No, but.
They never would have caught you because you wasn't in the system yet.
Come on.
You gotta know the game.
I don't know the game. He know it. But I didn't understand. I guess that speaks volumes to the kids today. Like, they are advocates. You know, like, they out there on the front line. They activists out here. Like, nah, we ain't fucking with them guns. You know, like, they smarter than what I was when I was a age. So.
That nigga put his hand on
you. Yeah.
Dumb. Like, oh, shit. Is this a gun?
Yeah. Is that a 40 in his hand? Oh, okay.
Stupid.
All right. So we going to go to a somewhat lighter kink.
Hmm.
Okay. So we can transition a little bit. Because we don't want to be talking about the sadness all the time. Yeah.
So this story, it's kind of sad, but amusing in a way. So, there is a woman who lost her hands and legs to an infection from a puppy kiss.
Hold on, a puppy kiss?
Hold on, so she kissed her puppy?
So, okay, days after returning home from Punta Cana vacation, Marie Trainer called out of work with a headache and nausea. Her temperature was rising and she was sent to Stark County, Ohio emergency room. When she woke up in the bed 9 days later, her hands and legs were amputated.
Oh, fam. Hold on, man.
Wait. It took doctors 7 days to discover, train her, and cure a severe infection from a tropical travel, not from a tropical travel disease as they first suspected, but from her German Shepherd's kiss. So he must have licked like a cut or something and she got an infection. And you want to see?
Oh, man. She wiping her tears with a
Oh, man.
Aww.
It's not funny, but that's
but you laughing be, though.
But
you
that's laughing. What, because I be saying that's what the fuck I be talking about. Then white people be kissing their dog all in the mouth and shit.
What?
You not be kissing on them dogs. They nah, come, oh, no, I was
when she told me the story, I was like, wait, what? She ain't got no hands or she ain't got no legs? And then she was like, no, she still got some hands. And I'm like,
damn.
So she really running out here looking like Mrs. Potato Head.
Damn, she can't even kick it no more.
Like at all. At all. Oh my her god.
And her arm, her hands are gone.
She can't lend a helping hand. She can't kick it.
No more high fives.
No more high fives.
Dang. She get that elbow in there though.
Dang. Do y'all kiss dogs, man?
No.
Y'all let dogs kiss y'all?
Fuck no. I don't even like them licking on me. Mm. Like, my aunt has a dog, and she comes. Of course, you know, they always want to lick.
Yeah,
they and lick I know that's
hand.
Their affection.
Yeah,
I just
hand. Yeah, they can lick your hand.
No.
You ain't do the hand?
No.
They got to get to know you, though.
Get away. Right. Like, I'll pet you and all that, but don't be licking
whole,
on
like,
me.
Open hand or whatever, because, what, that's how they just come up to you. I'm like, okay.
I don't like the way that feels. They tongue. Don't
it does
lick
feel
on
weird,
me.
But I want you to know me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if that's true. Is it true? Somebody told me that when I was a kid. That might even be true. No. That's how they get to know you.
Oh, I don't want that. You can sniff me.
Mm-hmm.
Just sniff me. I don't need you licking at me.
I heard just sniffing. They definitely lick.
Wait, you ain't say nothing. So you have dogs.
You
must
have kissed.
Oh, no, I mean, I had a dog. I mean, I ain't let my dog kiss me, but I definitely let her lick me. That was my dog. That was my homie.
Right.
But in the mouth?
No, I said no kisses.
Mm.
No kisses.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dog did you have?
I said I had a dog.
Yeah, what kind of dog did you have?
Oh, I thought you said have. She was a husky mix. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she was mixed with, collier or something like that. I said collie. But yeah, so... I mean, I think maybe I did, but not in the mouth though. Maybe like somewhere right here.
Oh,
on
your
somewhere face. Right
here. Yeah, that was my baby.
Right here. Imagine
mm-hmm. so you had no open wounds, bro. You wouldn't.
Man, nigga would have been. I would have been like, "What's up, bro?" Hey, nigga couldn't text no more, bro. Yeah. I wasn't even a good texter. I could swipe though. I could swipe.
Could you?
Nigga was swiping. All right.
You would need like a certain screen in order for that to happen.
A big ass screen for that fucking up. Like, no.
Dang, that's crazy. One decision. Y'all think she kept the dog?
I'm gonna have to get rid of that. I can't keep looking at this damn dog. You gave me this damn infection. It's over with. Put it to sleep.
Y'all get rid of the dog. You get rid of the dog.
Put it to sleep.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Yeah, y'all gonna have to put me under.
I got, yeah.
I'm not going to be in that situation.
I'm holding a grudge.
No, I'm...
That dog got to go.
Look, that's not the dog I'm on.
How you going to kill
it? Exactly.
How you going to kill
it? You can't do nothing.
You ain't do nothing.
You going to tell somebody to
kill
it.
Can you kick him out?
Can't choke him.
Yeah.
Can't name him.
Yeah.
I think you said kick him out.
Dang, forgive me, Lord.
No, I mean, yeah, because it's not funny, but I thought it was kind of amusing. Anyway, God, please forgive me.
Yeah, you brought the story up.
Yeah, and you knew what you was doing.
Let's go ahead and pray real quick.
Oh, cleanse God. The room.
God, please.
We need you to pray.
Yeah, we
know what you do.
Niggas out. We know. God out. And his angels.
Yeah, we know what you do.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, shit.
All right, y'all. Bear with us real quick. We're going on for a little break. We be right back. All right, y'all, we are back. So we about to start code 107. What's this one?
This week we're going to discuss new age dating.
Sound like something we'll probably be a little good at.
Maybe so.
Just a tad.
I think we could talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Just a tad. You might know a little something with given the circumstance.
We gonna see.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
So.
Ow.
So.
Look, don't try not to look. Don't try not to look at me.
Damn, y'all ready to go?
Go get up. All right.
So to break the ice a little bit, we got
our kinky quiz.
Let's get kinky.
Yes.
Kinky
curl. Oh, y'all should use that. Y'all should use that. Let's get kinky. I like that.
Kinky quiz. Let's get kinky. Okay.
Free of charge.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Patrice like, nigga, I ain't answer no phrase.
So, we have a few questions. Don't be looking at my paper and my questions, okay?
I was trying, but I couldn't see the handwriting.
So. Some of them are multiple choice. And then the rest of them, you know, give your personal opinion on it.
Okay.
Okay? First question. Make sure I'm reading this right.
Reading this right.
All right. What animal most closely resembles you?
How are we going to get that wrong?
It's the opening of the right?
Shit.
I was like, wrong, you're a penguin. No, I'm not a penguin. You know? I'm a shark.
You said a shark.
No, that's not my answer. We cracking jokes on you.
Joking.
Who going first? Me? I go first. I'm going to say I'm a bear.
A bear?
Yeah, I'm a bear.
Paddington?
See, I don't know what that is.
You've never seen it?
I don't know what a
penguin is. He don't watch movies and shit.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not a movie guy.
Oh.
It take me 2 weeks to watch a movie on Netflix. I watch it in spurts. But anyway, I would say bear because I like fish, right?
Okay.
But I don't need...
When was the last time you went fishing?
Last year when we got stuck on a boat. Remember that?
Y'all got stuck on a boat?
I got stuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got stuck.
He had to go fishing.
Yeah. How was that? We were stuck on that lake. The boat wouldn't start no more, so Father God, thank you so much. But anyway, Yeah, I would say a bear. A bear is kind of a loner. I'm not necessarily a loner, but I can rock as an individual. I can move by myself. I can move in silence. I don't think I'm all that big, but people think I'm a big nigga, so, and bears are big niggas. And, yeah, so, yeah, I like a bear. Yeah, oh. I'm going to say a bear.
A bear?
A bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
A bear.
Okay.
I got an answer.
My favorite animal, by the way.
You're going to answer. Funny. Oh, shit. What you got, EJ?
You say you're going to give my answer?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for you.
So, okay, hold on, because I'm just...
No, I'm just going to wait for your answer.
So that means I got to come up with an answer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Everybody do.
No,
these questions was for y'all.
Oh, hell no.
No. I want to know y'all on too. That ain't fuck that.
No.
You changed my answer then. Eagle. That's what we're going with. Fly high.
Silverback.
Oh shit. Okay. Why?
Because we dark skin.
Okay. Okay.
That's what you got.
You're untamed gorilla.
Oh shit.
He gonna take a sip. That's his answer. He done.
Oh, that's the answer.
I'm silverback.
Okay. All right. Funny story.
Oh, the introduction to it.
In my household, I'm gonna say a squirrel.
Girl.
The reason, okay. So, in my house, we used to say we had all the characters to SpongeBob.
You were Sandy.
Yes. But, okay, Dre was Mr. Krabs because he was stingy as fuck. Dre is my brother, my youngest brother. My mom was Miss Puff because, you know, she always get mad and puff up. So, she was Miss Puff.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle was Patrick, because my uncle really is, he really is a little off, like,
oh
he is a little off. My grandma had him when she was a little bit older, so he a little off, so.
Shout out to the uncle, man. Man, that's messed up.
She using him for her own reason.
Yeah, man, shit, man. Uncle Patrick, man.
So you Sandy?
Yes.
Hmm.
But why Sandy, are you Sandy?
Because I guess I don't know why my brother gave me that name.
Oh, yeah, she is from Texas.
Yeah, I don't know why. Of course, Dre came up with this whole conclusion.
Who was Dee Dee?
SpongeBob Goofy.
Oh,
he's so goofy.
But you're a squirrel.
Have y'all ever noticed SpongeBob was the only one that wasn't an animal?
Yeah, well, you know what? He sure wasn't, but he was in the seat too, so.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a conspiracy theory around that, bro.
It gotta be something, because why is a sponge in the seat like it's normal, though?
And walking around. Yeah.
And he's yellow.
Yeah.
But
when in doubt, pinky's out. Yeah, I didn't see that episode. I'm a SpongeBob like head. I grew up on that shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. All
head. Well, yeah. I remember SpongeBob when SpongeBob boxers, first bro. Came out.
You had SpongeBob what?
Boxers, silk boxers.
I remember when it first pair. Came out. Oh,
I remember what they looked like.
Okay.
Yeah, I got them from Walmart.
You still wear them?
You purchased them. That is hilarious, y'all. Let me get these SpongeBob.
Price check on the SpongeBob.
I don't even
box. Want no, never mind. I'm going to express against
you
that.
Hey, I had my own money then, so you know how old I was. Nigga ass, but anyway, what you got?
I have, just because I just came back from NOLA, and I started to study these suckers, and I'm like, that's kind of like my spirit animal. An alligator.
Hmm. Why?
Because they be in the water and they just be sitting back just watching.
Wait.
And just be chilling. And then they see their prayer, see whatever they want to do. They're like, all right, cool, let me hurry up and get it. And then get back to wherever you need to be.
So how does that adapt to your life? What do you be doing? What you be waiting on? You waiting on your goals?
I go.
Oh, come on with it now.
I go for my goals.
Come through now.
I just sit back and I analyze a lot. New situations.
I like that.
I'm like, I'm a big observer. I don't jump into situations because it just makes me uncomfortable. So, yeah.
I like that.
Alligator.
I like that.
Gotcha.
He tried to do the bloody death crawl on me. Yeah.
I got my lookalike animal, though.
What
like,
is
like
it?
My twin.
What I thought it was a silverback.
No, my twin is two because I'm a Gemini, so it'll be one.
What is it?
It's a dolphin.
Excuse me, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you look like?
Dumb. I feel like somebody that look like a dolphin got a fat ass forehead.
Like LaToya Luckett.
You think she got a fat ass forehead?
She do.
She got a fat forehead.
Really?
She do. But that, no, a dolphin kind of, like the inside represents the insides. Because she was talking about, it wasn't her physical traits, it was her emotional traits.
Did we say physical traits?
Well, she said look like. Resembles. Did you say what she said? Resembles?
Yeah. What animal most closely resembles you?
I answered that answer wrong. All wrong.
Yeah, because I'm like, he was saying based off of how the bear was.
Yeah. I don't think I look like a bear. Y'all think I look like a bear? Why y'all let me roll with that?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's how
you said fishing. You went fishing.
Yeah.
Bears fish. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Next question.
Have you ever sent a sext? And if so, to who?
A sext. That's a, like,
sexy
nasty text.
A freaky text? Yeah, who don't send a freaky text?
Who you send it to?
I don't know.
I love that answer.
Everybody in my phone.
Yo, if everybody get the same message, that is hilarious, bro.
Bro, you ain't heard that, it's some shit that come on the radio when I listen to the radio about this dude say Kyle Bay and then Kyle two women they on three way.
I hadn't heard that one.
It's on K104. It's one of those.
I think I heard that.
Yeah, it's just like a little skit, but I don't know. I don't know. You asked me have I, but yeah, of course I have. Somebody used to talk
I guess
to.
We should have. Yeah. The question isn't that specific here.
What you want to know?
I just was asking the question.
Because I think the answer is going to be unanimous. Everybody has sent the sex text, all right? Not you?
Maybe I did.
Oh, okay. I've been saying.
Nigga, you know you. What you mean? Maybe I did.
Yeah.
That shit was recently, like. Yeah.
2 hours before y'all got here.
It was not.
Damn, did you seem down about that?
Yeah. Maybe it didn't go out how she wanted.
Okay. What?
Your sex hits.
Nah. You know, I think I don't remember. It's been a while. I think it's been a while.
Okay, so let me ask you guys. Let me question for the floor.
What's poppin'?
How do you keep the sex texts or the flirting going? Because I'm still struggling with that, even myself. Like, how do you keep that conversation flowing? I feel like you got enough puns. Like, it's only so much you can do in a text message. Do y'all ever get to that point or what?
Well, I mean, a sex text is not meant to be long lasting.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to know.
So, yeah. Like, you might flirt and shit through text and say,
little
you do this,
and
you
do,
you know, like stuff like that, but it's not an ongoing thing.
And then, so after that, you go right back to the original conversation or you just leave it alone?
It's supposed to, I feel like the purpose of the sex is to lead up to the actual thing. Like, eventually, so, you know, after you sex, it should be some action going. Right. Where the fuck is the action?
Don't send no more texts. I just want to see you now. I like that. Because I know I'm not the only one who's like the
text convo went on a little longer than what it should have been. So you end up saying, so how's your day?
That means you started too early. That nigga started at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you gotta time it. It's like, all right, you getting off of work, and I'm like, okay, you get off of work at like 5, so I can send a text around like 4:30, so I know that you coming home.
Right.
But yeah, you can't send it like at lunchtime.
You can't send it at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah, that's too much time between that. so you can only say so many nasty things.
Exactly, that's the point I was trying to make. Like, it's so only so many puns you have.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna beat it up. I want you to do this.
How you gonna beat it up?
Where you like, at?
I'd be like, damn, I ain't know. I ain't expecting you to say that.
I think it was
you'd be like, where you at? Oh, I'm at work.
I'm hoping with that.
God damn, 5 o'clock.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
All right. Got your other questions.
Next question. During a night out with your homeboys and your girlfriend of 9 months, you find out she smashed one of the homies. What do you do? Like, are you gonna still, like, okay, is that an icebreaker? Like, you like everything about her, but she fucked one of your homies.
But she said, I've been with her for 9 months. Like, there's no way possible that...
It could be a way.
Well, hold on. Let me finish my question. There's no way possible that... My bro, I just use him. If I start talking to a chick and if he already smashed her, that didn't come out before the 9 months. That don't make sense, honestly.
But circumstances.
What if it's my first time meeting her? Like, oh.
Say circumstances never allowed y'all to actually all link up at one time, and this is finally that moment. And he like, damn, bro, I fucked her.
Just like, I'm like,
so when you say fuck, you mean like,
you know,
like she just saw it, right? Like, nah, bro.
She didn't suck it or nothing, did you? She didn't suck it, right?
She sucked it, bro.
Bruh.
Wait, that matters?
That matters. I'm sorry. That matters.
Okay, wait. If old girl did not suck him off, you'd be like, oh, we good.
That's more accepting. I'd be more accepting. Like, you suddenly... You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit gonna be in my mind, bro.
Yeah, like when you're kissing her and shit.
Yeah, like, she sucked this nigga dick.
But she had sex with him.
So? I mean, I wouldn't say so, but it's like, it's a difference. Like, y'all know, like, if you just met a nigga, so you automatically sucking a nigga dick, or y'all just smashing if y'all want to have sex, or you doing both?
Mm-hmm. Me? Okay.
I'm not sucking.
You would rather have sex, right? If you had to choose one, you would rather have sex,
I'm not
right?
giving no, man in my mouth.
Right.
Oh, why you saying like it's just disgusting?
I'm just saying.
Oh.
Just off rip, like, no.
I'm just saying, like, you feeling dude. You know what I'm saying? Y'all went out on a date, nigga, to get the cheddars and shit. So it's like, why you work your neck like that?
I like that cheddar.
With bro, the cheddars. Go ahead.
Y'all acting like y'all ain't gonna let a nigga take y'all the cheddars and y'all have a good time, though.
Hey, I have a good time.
But that don't mean that's the sucking dick thing. Like, oh yeah, you got to get your dick sucked because you took the cheddar.
So if a nigga took you to Del Frisco's, you'd be more willing then, huh?
No.
Okay, so that means that we can go to Cheddar's and I get the same resort.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the person.
It definitely depends on the person. What was the first question in here? I'm sorry.
So what do you do? Like, if you talking to a girl, you've been talking to her, you like her, but you find out she smashed one of the homies.
So in this case, she just had sex with him.
Okay. And that's something I can deal with. Okay. Well, okay. I'm more accepting than
that. But you're going to ask. So you're going to ask for details.
No, I'm not asking for no details.
So how would you know she sucked his dick?
Well, I mean, of course, like, if I find out, if people like say, hey, bro, or like, you know, like, we used to mess around, like, you know, back in high school or something like that. First of all, high school was a long-ass time away anyway. So, pussy could have changed. That nigga sex game wasn't the same in high school.
Yeah, I was trash.
Yeah. So it's like, it's a difference. But, I mean, if I'm really feeling it, like, I mean, yeah. Everybody just slept with a lot of people. Well, everybody just slept with somebody, I should say.
Okay.
Listen, I am a big proponent, because we talked about this on our podcast, that you should date your friend's exes.
What?
I believe that wholeheartedly.
What the hell type shit you got going on?
Let him explain. I want to hear this. Right.
But, okay, well, the world is going to get small. The world is getting smaller.
Yeah.
So, eventually, if you want to be serious with someone, you're probably going to end up being with someone who knows someone that you already know.
Right. So, what
it
if...
is what it is.
You had the option of one of her exes, a dude that's got amputated. What you doing?
What you mean?
I just asked what
that
I
mean. That ain't no question.
That is a question.
No,
which
but
one
no,
you
but
like you
always got to be single.
No, you gotta choose one of them.
And I already know which one you're picking.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to, because I ain't you about to be carrying this nigga around.
She's putting that nigga in the baby show.
Y'all are crazy.
I'm not doing that shit. Too much maintenance. Fuck that.
But yeah, I mean, if she just had sex with my friend, then that's something you can get over. Especially if it's just something that happened in high school, college,
yeah,
whatever. You know, okay, it is what it is. Now I'm not gonna act like time doesn't matter. Like if it was a year ago,
I'm cool now.
You know, let's stay friends for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm petty enough to just downgrade the relationship. You know what? You fuck one of my partners. Prison. You didn't do anything wrong. It's me. Yeah. It has to adjust
it's
to
personal.
This.
It's
But it's a difference from a year or two and 10 years.
Right, yeah. Right. So, okay. but especially like if you gave my boy some heads, like
But that's my thing. Like you gonna ask them questions like that? Like
I'm definitely not asking. Right. I don't hope you're not telling me either.
Like, cause if I find out, I'm be like, my first question is gonna be, how long ago was this?
Okay.
You know, so that's gonna be the first question. Damn. I mean, I do have to know if she sucked the nigga dick. You know, so it's just like I don't.
Nah, I don't want to know, bro. I would hope you lie to me too. Just say nah,
details.
Bro. Nah.
I couldn't.
Wait, you want him to lie?
I want him to just lie to me for my own safekeepings, bro. Like, nah, she ain't top me off, bro.
Then I be
just
like,
lie to me. If you do me like that, I'm like, damn. You got a break. You need to tug and know what you did. Don't tell me it was good either. Like, oh, man. You know what? We done.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
Right.
I didn't know that. Really? Very informative.
But, okay. So, we also talked about, like, if your partner is... If he's married, so let's just say, you know, he is married. Right. So if I came across one of his exes from back
many years ago,
it's like, and I'm feeling this person. It's like, I know he shouldn't care because first off, he's married.
Right.
So you have that shit shouldn't even matter. And it's been many moons ago. And it's like, okay, I'm feeling this person. I'm not going to talk to her just because she had a past relationship with my friend that's married. Mm-hmm. So he's not trying to get at her and she's not trying to get at him. I don't really see a problem with that.
Right.
But it wouldn't make you feel a way like thinking like, damn, are they gonna still be kind of side eyeing each other and all that?
Because like you said, he's married.
Yeah, exactly.
That don't mean shit.
But the thing about it though, here's the thing, if that happens, then break up. Simply. I think everybody forget about that part in relationships that you can break up.
You can leave.
Yeah.
You can leave.
Right. You know? Don't have to stay there.
You know?
That's true.
You don't have to deal with bullshit.
Yeah.
Just break up.
That's true.
So yeah.
No, baby.
Date your friends' exes. Y'all ain't feeling that?
Nah. Yeah.
They're right. Still young.
All right, listen. Give 10 more years, y'all gonna run into some Johnnies and you're like, damn.
Nah, I'm good. I got mine.
My exes is no. Okay?
What you got?
Next question. It's your first date out with a girl you just met. Who pays? You, her, or Go Dutch?
Definitely me.
Yeah, it's unanimous. I pay. I got it.
It's
So y'all feel like guys are always paid the first date?
Yeah. I mean, I agree with paying for everything. I'm not trying to kiss no lady's ass or nothing, because I get labeled as the good guy all the time. But that's
where we differ.
Yeah. But I actually agree with paying all the time, except for when you invite me out.
Yeah.
If you invite me out, then I'm assuming you have it.
Right.
You know, but if I invite you out, yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it.
I agree to that.
And even if it's something that we both said, yo, that new movie coming out, or yo, they just opened the Arboretum. You know, if we agreeing on it, that's me. If I'm inviting you, that's me. But if you invite me,
yeah,
that's you.
Yeah. I mean, that should be, I feel like that should be something people should know, period, anyway. Yeah. But not everybody knows that.
Actually, we talked about this on the latest episode, right?
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Y'all should take a listen.
Yeah,
we're going to
take a listen.
Yeah,
try that out.
It's cool that way.
You know what? I don't like that shade.
Yeah. It's okay. I own up to it. My bad.
No, it's all good. We ain't holding that against you.
Apparently.
Are guys still paying for dates? I know you're in a relationship, but a guy still paying for dates on the first date?
Yeah.
Yeah? No trouble in that area? Because we hear a lot of ain'ts out there.
Some out there to just be like, they just feel, I don't know, some guys just feel entitled. They just feel like you just gotta be this, do whatever for them off rip, and just be like, nigga, no. Mm. Like, I don't know you. So
I feel like a lot of women feel like they're entitled.
I mean, that could be true too. It could be true too.
I mean, because just like how like you said, like dudes has these expectations, like, you know, I'm gonna do this and do that. Women definitely have that, where a nigga's supposed to do this, a man is supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they definitely feel like, I feel like women definitely feel like they're entitled.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta
just pop the bubble.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. So you, how long you been with your dude?
Year and a half. Yeah, we'll just say that. Year and a half.
So, like, when was the first time that you paid for y'all outing?
Shoot, I don't know.
Have you?
Shout out to him. Yo, salute to you, brother.
I have. Because I'll do the invitations, like, every once in a while, because he'll work a lot. And I'll get to the point where I'm like, okay, yeah, you need a break. Hey, I'm gonna take you to such and such a, and then I'll pay. But in those cases, he'll stop me and then he'll pay.
I want to say something. So,
go for it.
Just move that to the side, because I have a lot of hand movements and stuff like that. But now, so I want women to know, I like the women that's listening, like, offer to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Even because if you be like, hey, you know what, don't even worry, I got it, that does something to the guy that you're with. Like, oh man, she ain't even expecting for me to pay. He'll be like, you know what, nah, I got it.
But when should they do that?
Whenever you feel is right. Like, you, it's not a time.
I mean, because it's like, sometimes even if I go on a date or something, you know, I might want to go out. If I invite you out, you know, be like, hey, let's go out somewhere and I'll pay. But when am I supposed to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know when you're supposed to do that.
Because sometimes the issue is in regards to, and this is what my boyfriend had to teach me this, because from the longest, like, I've always been independent. Like, I can take care of this by myself. I can do this. I can pay for it. Like, whatever. And so you'll go on these dates with these guys, and you looking at them like, all right, you gonna pay? Because my thing is, whoever touched the check first, pay. So I'm over here staring, looking at the check. No, I'm good and well. I can take care of it. But it's like, that's your thing.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, you know, forget it. Like, I got this. So when it came to my current boyfriend, he's like, nah, I got this. Regardless if I touch it or not, like, I have this. Stop doing that. But I still have that initiation where I'm like, no, I'm going to take care of it. Because my biggest thing is, whenever I tell him this, I want you. I don't need you. There's a difference. And a lot of people, a lot of females, they forget that. And even for men, it's the same way. You want me, you don't need me. So, of course, you gotta do whatever you need to do in order to court me so we can have that compromise, that agreement, and everything like that over some time. Okay, now, all right, baby, I take care of you. Boom, you take care of me.
Right.
50-50.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
It all depends on the person that you with. I mean, because, of course, y'all know y'all do stuff for one dude, but that you want to do for the next. You know, it all depends on the relationship that you have.
Yeah. I agree to that.
When I was dating my wife, we was at Cheddar's, ironically.
Well, y'all niggas gonna stop putting Cheddar's at the bottom, bro. Y'all acting like you want a Popeyes or something, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever went on a date to like a fast food restaurant though?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So don't downgrade. You know,
I don't like Cheddar's.
Cheddar's got so many options and different combinations, bro.
I totally disagree.
And you got them croissants, bro.
I do like their mozzarella, their little bites. Okay, that's the main thing I get from there.
I only get their buffalo chicken wrap,
and I'll get their salmon and shrimp. That's it.
Take me to Chili's.
Chili's, bro.
Chili's is even worse.
I love Chili's.
Chili's is
I'm
terrible.
Definitely going to Cheddar's over Chili's.
Yeah, bro. I ain't going to Chili's.
I'm going to Chili's.
No.
I love Cheddar's.
Chili's nasty.
Cheddar's ain't got no menu. Ben,
you said your wife's a Cheddar's.
Yeah, I was thinking. And it was somewhere that she wanted to go because, again, I don't like Cheddar's. But I'm going to pay for every bill that come across the table. But I do remember, like, it bothering me when she was just expecting me to pay. That bothered me. Because, like, I remember the waiter or waitress came and put the bill on the table, and all of a sudden the timeline got interesting. Like, now, hold up. Like, don't assume. I don't like the assumption.
Yeah.
You know, at least act like or just ask, because I'm going to take it anyway.
You made her that way, though, honestly.
I did. But what I'm saying is, like, put it like this. You don't say the same thing when cops are killing black people. You know what I'm saying? You don't assume, like, well, all of them the same. I'm just shooting everyone I see. No, like, you need to treat every situation as if it's different. You know, so each bill that come across this table, treat it like it's a new one.
So,
like,
in that case, how would you want her to act?
Just say, oh, I got it. And I'm going to come in and say, nah, don't worry about it. Let me grab it.
Every time?
Yeah. For the most part, yeah. I just wanted to see that you got my back.
Okay.
Or that you're at least thinking about my wallet. That's all. Because I think for a lot of people, it's a gesture. This is just me. For women, it's a gesture. For men, it's a, this is money that I won't get to put towards the light bill this week.
And women don't like think about
it. Yeah,
that.
It's a gesture on one hand, but on the other hand, it's a
it
water
can
bill.
Get expensive.
It's gas going to work. But I'm also proponent for this. This gonna I don't mean to take over the show or nothing like that, but if you ain't got the funds to date,
you shouldn't be dating,
bro. Get your money up, G.
Or you better be very resourceful in regards to coming up with something inexpensive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get your bread up.
Yeah. You got one more. You got one.
She forgot she was in charge.
I was tuned in. All right, last question. I don't even know what I said. You meet a chick online and y'all start conversing for a few months. You finally both decide to meet up offline and she's not up to your standards once you meet. Do you A, ghost her, B, confront her, C, you like her so you just say fuck it, or D, tell her you got a girl?
So,
you
met
a catfish. And y'all met, it could be off Instagram, whatever, any type of social site. And y'all been talking for a few months now, y'all finally like, all right, let's meet up. And you meet her, and it's not what you expected. What do you do?
This has happened to me before.
I think it happened to all of us, nigga, back then.
Yeah, okay.
Me and chicks off of Black Planet.
That was my first boyfriend.
My space,
man.
But no, okay, so I was talking to this lady. I can't remember. I think it may have been MySpace at the time, but and she was very pretty. She's still very pretty. Like, we friends on social media to this very day. But, and hope she's not listening. But, I'm always early on dates. Always early. And so, she beat me to the restaurant. So, we meet at the restaurant. I'm like, okay, so she already sitting down. And we have this dope discussion. We enjoying each other's company and everything like that. And then I say, yo, let's go do something else. And I don't remember where we was going, but when we got up, she had like
prosthetic.
It was like a deform. What's the word I'm looking for? A deformity. Yeah, deformity or deformity.
On what?
Like on her legs, like she walked with a
She had like.
I know what you're talking about, but I guess the only way I can describe it is
if one of her legs was longer than the other.
Oh,
you know, and it was very noticeable, and I was like, wow, you know, and
that's why she was early.
Yeah, I was like, that's why she came early. That's why she
didn't
want
to walk up.
She didn't
want
to walk up.
And then she don't know how long it's going to take her, you know.
Yeah. So I went back and forth in my mind for a long time. Like, yo, was she wrong for not telling me? Was she cool for not telling me? And I think she played it right.
Yeah. You know? She, I mean, because she don't want to tell nobody nothing.
Yeah,
like,
she don't have to do.
You know, but she ain't playing like when the check came, though, what was going to happen. Like, yeah, she beat you there, but what was going to happen after the fact?
Right. Yeah, you know. she didn't think that thoroughly. I mean,
I didn't know.
Well, maybe she wanted it where she was just like, well, let's see if we can vibe. Yeah. And then based off that vibe.
So
totally
did
y'all go to the spot after?
We did. So to answer your question, I did finish the date.
That's good.
But it's going to sound very shallow. I wasn't interested anymore. Mm-hmm. I wasn't interested anymore. But like I said, we still friends through social media. But I hadn't seen her since.
Nigga finna do some looking like a bitch.
Get back on my face.
No, you said y'all still social media friends to this day.
Yeah, to this day. To this very day.
I find
that's cool.
You can go find her. Next question, go ahead.
See what she living like.
Did she suck your dick?
Right.
Yeah, that happened to me. But like I said, to answer your question, we finished the date. We're still cool to this very day.
Okay, but that wasn't one of the answers.
Oh, you had an answer choice. I didn't know that. That wasn't one of the answer choices?
No, I said, are you going to ghost her, confront her, just say fuck it because you like her, or tell her you got a girl?
Oh, I guess it's C then.
You going to still fuck with her? I mean.
Well, I mean, yeah, we still friends. Through social media.
Wow.
We're still friends, so yeah, I'm rolling with that answer. That's the most apropos answer I see here.
EJ?
All the above.
I'm ghosting.
I knew it, because I'm ghosting. I was like, man, I feel like you gonna ghost the chick.
That's the silverback.
Like,
yeah. Bad,
okay, so let me tell, cause I'm really a sweet person. I'm a sweet dude, and I don't like hurting people's feelings. Mm-hmm. But if I don't give a fuck, if you say something, if you start it, then I really don't have a problem finishing it. But I'm not just gonna like confront a person and like hurt their feelings, you know, cause I don't want my feelings to be hurt. So, but my fallback game is real nice. Like I don't have a problem with just falling back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to tell you why, cause 10 times out of 10, you know why. So I shouldn't have to explain shit to you that you already know.
True.
So, yeah, we rose washing around this bitch.
Already,
you know. That was cause you know they got the ghost.
Phantom. Okay.
Yeah, you know, right. You know.
I got you. Phantom of the Opera. I got you, bro.
Damaris, what would you do in this situation?
I would like to know.
Oh, shit.
I want to know your answer, too.
I probably would go with C. Yeah. I would be cool with him. Like he said, I'm not, you know, it's just. It's not for me, but that don't mean I gotta have beef with you. Like, I don't, because I'm not that type of person. Like, I don't like harboring shit like that. Like, that fucks up my energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, that's not for me, but we can still be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Like, you might need that person, or they might be a good asset, or you might be an asset to them one day for whatever. You don't want to go, you know, out in the world just doing wrong to people. You know what I'm saying? You want to do right by people.
True.
So just because you don't want to deal with them on that level, that's cool. Just be.
Getting your cash bone, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, because you ain't hurting no feelings.
I mean, it ain't nothing like that. So.
Patrice, yeah. I want to know you. Why are you trying to, okay.
No.
No, I want to know your answer too.
My answer is C, because I've already vibed with you, and I'm based off of personalities. Like, we got to know each other before we even seen each other. So, physical attraction is going to go away. I need your intellect. I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, you still got to see this person. Intellect is very big because I lose interest real quick. So, you have to stimulate me another type of way. But a nigga going to need that attraction, though.
But it's not gonna be here forever.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna need it now.
Like a Nicole Murphy.
I want to have that discussion. I guess we could say I don't want to take up the show.
I ain't saying that this got to be the baddest chick out here, but I have to be attracted to you in some ways.
Yeah.
She might not be an 8. She might be a 5 or less. But as long as I'm attracted to her, then she's a 10 in my book because I'm attracted to her.
True. Right.
But in this case, for me,
C.
I'll drop them later.
Yeah.
Cool.
We see you later.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna keep it real. I'm just a D.
No, I'm keeping it real.
No, I'm keeping it real.
Real friendly. Yeah, you friend zone, sweetheart. I should hit her up though. She on my Instagram. Like, hey, it's been years.
Don't.
Hey, big head.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Damn. That's fucked up.
Hey, bro.
She's gonna be out here.
No, she was a 10 in the face too. I was like, damn.
Aww. I want to see her.
Damn, bro, you could have helped her around or some shit, bro.
That's a lot of maintenance, huh? Just like that man.
But she was walking by herself, though. Like, you said it was, like, noticeable. Like, so, like, how?
It was noticeable.
But did you ask her about it?
I didn't.
Nah. Even, like, with y'all being friends to this day, social media fans.
Well, okay, let me define the friendship. It's really just social media friends. Like, I ain't spoke to her that many times since then. Like, we have spoken since then, but not that many times. But,
you gonna go on, like, her Instagram? I'm assuming it's Instagram. You gonna go on her Instagram and see, like, okay, she posted something in regards to her leg. Let me see if I can find
the
story.
Just all pictures. Oh, man, that was
wild. I know,
that
video.
Was
That was a
bad joke. I'm sorry.
That's fucked up. All pictures, no videos, bro.
I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me.
She don't do no stories.
Please, God. Oh, my gosh. We ain't got time for this negativity today.
Man, I hope we didn't mess up y'all's show.
No.
Nah.
Not at all, but that is it. You have anything else?
Last question.
No? Last question. We have fun, y'all.
Awesome, we did too.
We appreciate y'all coming. Y'all being our first guest.
Thank you so much for having us. This was definitely a lot of fun.
It was.
Call us back when you want us to be here again. Yeah. I'm definitely up for it.
We got a guest star on y'all show next.
Y'all already
down. I mean, we ain't talking then, though. We ain't talking.
I mean,
we need to put this in the calendar because
I'm saying because like
no, we already on the calendar, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We put y'all
down.
Hold on.
Oh, y'all on Wednesday?
Nah, y'all. I mean, y'all down. It's just.
Ain't got no day.
It's just It's a long list in there. I'm sorry.
Next to the text messages you about to send.
What text messages? I don't know. I'll check it out. Ain't no text messages. I'll over here in my dang phone. I ain't got no text messages to send.
You just got whatever. We can talk about this later. All right. What's y'all handles so people can follow y'all?
Yes.
What's handles?
Your social media.
y'all came up with new names for that?
No. Bro, they been saying that. EJ just got on Instagram, y'all, probably like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Right?
Two?
Before you?
Yeah, you got it before me.
Oh.
But he ain't have social media though, right?
I didn't.
He ain't fuck with social media.
That's good. Yeah. My boyfriend don't have it.
Alright, so y'all can catch us at on Instagram at IBTW Podcast. That's our Instagram, like I just said. Mine.
Make sure you say out the name for him.
I mean, I don't really need to do that because it's IBTW
we Podcast. We the only illiterate ones over here.
Yeah, you know, because once they go to that Instagram, they'll see, oh, it's better
this way.
This way. Not that away.
What did I say?
What I just said.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. I said it
be. I said it's better. I said it's better. Oh, I said that way.
She, hey, like, bro, but she said that shit so confidently.
Yeah.
Hey. So I was playing it in my head, and I'm like, please don't fuck this up, please don't. But I was going off of that acronym, and I'm like, okay, I got this. Here we go. They didn't say nothing.
Okay.
It's better.
She still don't know. It's okay. But my IG, y'all, that's all
I have. Nah, I got it.
That's all I have. It's EJ is back. That's EJIZ back.
And you can find me on Twitter as well as Instagram at FreewayTJ. So, yes, thank you guys so much for having us. This was a lot of fun.
No problem.
Thank you.
And Dee, where can everybody follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, sincerely_me103, and on Snapchat, Damaris_P.
And mine is both Snapchat and Instagram, tri_Jackson, JAXON. And then, of course, follow our page, Kinky Codes, on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
Until next time. Bye.